Yesterday on the University of Illinois campus at Urbana-Champaign, more than 50 speakers dialogued on the issue of Chief Illiniwek. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees called for discussion about the chief after the North Central Association raised questions about the board's handling of Illiniwek. Todd Gleason compiled this montage from three of the speakers who lay out reasons why to keep or retire the chief.
Let's look at some of the problems we face. The chief is a white person active as a Native American Indian. There are others dancing in powwows around the United States who are a friend of the tribe or who live with them. It's not unusual for that to happen. The dance is not authentic. Well, why must it be? It is a form of fancy dancing that has evolved over the years, just as an early Native American dance evolved from person to person. It is not a religious or a war-related dance, but one to inspire confidence and ability in a sporting event.
Chief Illiniwek's halftime performance is undeniably inauthentic. The chief tradition began as an extension of a 1926 Boy Scout project. The drumbeat is pure Hollywood, and the dance reinvented annually by the individual student portraying the chief each particular year.
Our chief does not run around the football field and act crazy and allow cheerleaders to touch or pick him up. When he dons his regalia, he does not talk to people or sign autographs. He acts with dignity at all times. He brings to us the spirit of a proud Illinois tribe that is almost all gone, giving us encouragement and strength and pride.
You say the chief is tradition here and that he is meant to honor. But an honor is not an honor when those whom it is purported to honor continually ask for its discontinuation. And as with slavery, tradition is never a justification for the perpetuation of injustice.
There was a lot of people, when they were young, they never wanted to tell anybody they were Indian. And I think one of the reasons for that is because things like this mascot, prancing around on the football field, ridiculing our race. And there's a great deal of suicide. Suicide rates is high. Alcoholism is high. And that comes from depression. Depression comes from low self-esteem. That low self-esteem comes from seeing our identity prancing around a football field.
Claims that the controversy is having an adverse effect on academic performance surely is only in the minds of the opposition. They are the ones that bring it up. Forbes magazine rates the University of Illinois numerous departments in the top 10 in the entire country.
The university's mission statement reads, "The commitment of the University of Illinois to the most fundamental principles of academic freedom, equality of opportunity, and human dignity requires that decisions involving students and employees be based on individual merit and be free from invidious discrimination in all its forms."
The intent is to honor and appreciate Native American Indians who lived on this land in the state of Illinois. It is not done with any derogatory intention.
It's really hard looking at that sometimes. And, you know, and me being from Illinois, you know, my people used to be all up and down these parts. And I never remember, I don't remember seeing no headdress on anybody here.
We must find an answer to this controversy.
That's basically just what I have to say.
Joining us now is AM 580 reporter Jim Meadows. Jim was at the chief intake session yesterday. Jim, when one listens to the montage, it seems that proponents and opponents of the chief really talked past one another.
It did seem like both sides were operating from their own worldview. And it's not that they didn't answer each arch's charges and points, but they both came from different places. The people who are against Chief Illiniwek, largely in this gathering Native Americans, they talked in terms of Native American culture and society and what has happened to them and how they see Chief Illiniwek as a demeaning stereotype of Native Americans. Supporters of Chief Illiniwek talk in terms of their experience at the University of Illinois. They are almost entirely students or former students of the university, and they have positive experiences at the university and positive experience with seeing Chief Illiniwek perform at the game. So that is the place where they are coming from, and when they see talk about the chief going away, they see a threat to their traditions and culture, as it were.
To what degree were participants cynical about the intake session?
Well, they all seemed to know what caused it, and that it was inspired by the North Central Association, the University of Illinois Accreditation Association, which was critical of how the board has handled the Chief Illiniwek controversy. And there was one speaker early on, a proponent of Chief Illiniwek, who said very plainly that he thought that the Native Americans and opponents of Chief Illiniwek had essentially conspired to steer the North Central Association against the university because of Chief Illiniwek. Many people who were against Chief Illiniwek also saw that hand in it and did not seem to think that the board was going to take any real action, but felt that they still had to be there to make their case known and to make it known that they still cared.
Throughout the chief intake session, retired Judge Louis Garippo, who's tasked with providing the Board of Trustees a report on the chief question, listened for compromise. How successful was he in exploring if there was any middle ground?
Well, I don't think there was much middle ground to explore, but it did seem like when Judge Garippo saw middle ground poking its head up, that he did all he could to encourage it. And there were a couple of examples. One notable example during the morning was when a Native American activist, Michael Haney, of the American Indian Arbitration Institute, spoke. He made his statement, and then Judge Garippo drew him out more. He said he had spoken with him privately earlier on the other day and stated that Haney had talked about some middle ground being possible and asked him to elaborate on that now. And then Mr. Haney went on to endorse a proposal which had been made earlier by Debbie Reese, a Native American student with the Red Roots Native American organization on campus. And Debbie Reese wanted to see a Native American studies program set up, wanted to see a culture house for Native Americans, wanted to see an assistant dean who would look after and recruit Native American students on campus. And Michael Haney endorsed those proposals and also seemed to endorse, as we'll hear in a moment, keeping Chief Illiniwek if that were to occur.
As I understand you and Ms. Reese, then the chief could stay. That the if you got these other things that you asked for, the chief could stay, and it would be then through the educational process that over time you would feel that the chief would die as a result of greater educational opportunities on the campus. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We realize it's been 500 years. We realize this university is a slow learner, but yes, we think that they would come to that conclusion.
Mr. Haney seemed to be saying that he was ready to live with Chief Illiniwek and that it would hopefully die a natural death once the Native Americans, real Native Americans, as he sees it, had a much more visible presence on campus. But a few minutes later, when I talked to him on the steps of the Folinger Auditorium, he was backing away from that statement.
I had some of my supporters jump on me. Did you see him a while ago? I said, you said they could defeat the chief, Mike, you know? And, no, I didn't. I said that while we're talking, you know, what I don't want to do is to say that we're unreasonable, like the board says. I'm not even going to talk to you guys, you know, is that Indians have always been able to negotiate, to talk, to mediate, and work out our differences.
And there was a similar situation in the afternoon when a graduate student, David Freed, who was a supporter of Chief Illiniwek, made his own compromise proposal. And his proposal was that Chief Illiniwek stay, but that it be revised and be updated to be more historically accurate in the terms of the regalia that the chief wears and of the type of fancy dancing that the chief does in its performance, so that it would no longer be offensive to Native Americans. This was a point where the auditorium was more filled up and the different sides were giving a lot of applause to their various speakers. And I'd have to say at that point, David Freed received the most tepid applause of any of the afternoon speakers. But he was complimented by Judge Garippo, who said that perhaps the weak applause was perhaps a sign of the reasonableness of a difficult compromise.
Were there any predictions about the chief's future impact on the University of Illinois?
Well, everybody thought that a change, anybody thought that going against their wishes would be bad for the university. People who support Chief Illiniwek see Chief Illiniwek as the symbol of everything that is good about the University of Illinois. And as some speakers said, if you're ready to walk away from all the good things about the University of Illinois, well, then that's the time to do away with Chief Illiniwek. Opponents of Chief Illiniwek see it as just the opposite. And they say that Chief Illiniwek damages the university's reputation, certainly among Native Americans, but also among others. They say that is growing, and that if Chief Illiniwek continues, it will grow into an increasingly black mark on the university's reputation.
Board of Trustee members who have the final say on whether to retain Chief Illiniwek were in attendance at the intake session. How did they react to the proceedings?
Stoically, it was... they really didn't react much at all. They were there. They were sitting in a rough line at the back of the stage while Judge Garippo sat in front to pretty much direct traffic during the forum. I didn't see much movement. I saw some note-taking. I didn't really see any particular response, and I think it was a studied lack of response to what anybody was saying, both pro or against the chief. Some of the remarks from both sides were rather pointed against the board as to their intentions and in some cases their integrity. I think that the board just wanted to get through everything and hear what everybody had to say.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Dave.
AM 580's Jim Meadows. Garippo will provide his Chief Illini fact-finding report to the U of I Board of Trustees later this year.